some audio issues. We're going to keep talking through it, though. Let's kick this thing off with a question of the night to the All Day family, though. You guys are checking in on the chat already. You're loading it up. You know Lofa and I will be here for as long as you're loading up that chat. The question of the night, though, is where are you watching from? That's all you got to do. Roll call.
Oh.
Where are you? Where in the world are you? And then I like to ask what has you the most pissed off, especially after a night like tonight. So that's bonus if you want to go ahead and load that into the chat. Also, commenters and people that like the video, they get prizes. There is a giveaway just like there is every single time on here. We will be giving away tonight some all-day merch. If you look at our guy here, there's some all-day merch coming very soon. There's a brand-new merch store going to be opening up. So all you got to do is comment, like this video, or do we pick the comment? What you were saying something before we came on the air.
I don't remember. What did I say?
You said we'll pick from the best comment who tells us so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
What were you most upset about, right? That's what we're, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's get to the... Let's get down and dirty.
Which is a more polite way of saying what has you the most pissed off?
True.
Okay. 29-20, you see it there on the screen. Did we overlook the Giants?
I don't think so. I think any given Sunday in this league, ladies and gentlemen, I think we just got our asses kicked. Down and dirty, old-fashioned, a team that's been reeling and trying to figure out their identity. I think they found something. With this guy I picked up on the waiver wire, Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Who?
Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Wait, what's his name?
The backup from the guy that ran for 129 yards. I always keep this is, you know, insider information in fantasy. I'm in way too many leagues, but I always keep an open spot just to claim waiver spots early. And trust me, that guy got claimed.
Pick him up. Yeah. what's up with the defense?
It was tough to lose Reek, you know, and then all of a sudden Trey Brown gets thrust into the, and he had a rough day. You know, he played very aggressive and I love his playing style and he's a dog. It just, at that point I probably would have put Spoon on Slayton and I probably even just would have went man a little more. I felt like Daniel Jones was just ripping the zone apart. Their receivers, even though Wandale Robinson and you know Slayton, they were great against the zone. And it's tough duties. So I will probably, I really think like there should have been a scheme change in terms of what are we like? How do we pivot and go to the next coverage?
Yeah. See some commenters out there sort of echoing my sentiments here. I see some, I'm not pissed, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I kind of feel that one. People talking about the offensive line, we're going to get there. We're with the defense right now. I mean, we give up 420 yards to Daniel Jones and the New York Football Giants. I think, you know, Seahawks fans come into this one probably a little overconfident with their number one running back out. With Malik Nabers being out, that's a blow to my fantasy team. So he hits the bench on my fantasy team, but Tyrone Tracy Jr., I mean, 18 carries for 129 yards. That's 7.17 per.
That's like more than half a first down, bro.
Daniel Jones, who is much bigger in person than I thought he was.
Oh, he's a beast.
11 carries for 38 yards. They were running all over us and all over the defense. We didn't seem to be making any adjustments on it. I mean, what was going on?
Well, Daniel Jones is well recovered from that ACL from two seasons ago. I'll say that much. And mm-hmm. The Giants have not shown to use him like this. So kudos to them. I give them credit. They came in here with, you know, a game plan, especially down Singletary, right? So, Daniel Jones took some hellacious shots today.
Yeah.
And what tells me how tough Daniel Jones is, Derek Hall, who is a beast, ran full speed into him as he was spinning out of another tackle. And Derek Hall got up a little slow because, you know, he's got that shoulder strap. And I don't know if it was that same shoulder that he hit him with. But Daniel Jones got up and, like, looked down. Like, that was a good hit. But, like, Daniel Jones was up and Hall was still kind of, like, getting up. And that was telling to me just, you know, three games in 11 days, not making excuses, but, you know, we need to get some more guys back, some more dogs. We need more.
I mean, he goes, Daniel Jones, 23 of 34 in the passing game for 257, two touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, first play of the game for them on offense was a disaster. I think they had a second and 25 after that.
Yeah.
The crowd is in full throat thinking, you know, we're going to make his life hell for the whole day, and then they just go ahead and convert that long third down and, you know, come right down the field. Now, we got the long fumble recovery.
Right.
With them going in.
A record. There. Right? You called that. You're like, I think that's a record.
Yeah.
It is, Brett.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, a record.
Yeah.
Not 101 that they said on the game. It's officially been changed to 102. Rayshon Jenkins.
Rayshon with the full-on club on his hand goes 102. Very exciting. I mean, we were under the hawk's nest for that one. We were all freaking out. But then that's only the only touchdown we scored for quite a while.
Well,
so
they played ball control, right?
Yeah.
22 minutes out of the first half, they had the ball, 21-55, and we, 8-05 or 7, whatever it is. And just, you know, you're going to get tired. That's no excuse. I didn't even think our defense looked tired. I thought just as the game went on, I thought scheme-wise it was more of a challenge. You know, the zone, staying in zone, there was just too many errors, too many pockets for them. And any quarterback, and I'm not taking anything away from Daniel Jones did, but any quarterback, if you give them time, because Rush was not up to par like it's been, they'll pick you apart, right? It doesn't matter if their number one receiver, Neighbors, is out. Like, and we didn't let our guard down. They hats off to them, man. They played a hell of a game.
Where'd the pass rush go?
Brother, we're going to file a missing pass rush report. Put out an APB.
Mm.
Tell your friends to tell a friend.
Mm.
We need help.
Ugh. We need to get more turnovers.
Man. Yes. That is the most alarming stat, especially from a Mike McDonald defense. Like, they not only stop you like three and outs, you know, just going back, his track record is amazing. And so once we get these turnovers, and I know it's not sound like a broken record, but it's a drastically different outcome of all these games. Even the Miami game, like, we get more there, and like, I know it was 24 to whatever, three maybe, or whatever, but we beat them 40 something.
Bet online. Let's do a sponsor read. Bet online, the world's most trusted betting platform, your number one source for everything football. Head to the online casino after all of the games are over. Bet online, where the game starts, whether it's the mobile app or their online browser. BetOnline.ag. Everybody, what was the plan on offense today? The game plan couldn't have been to only give it to Kenneth Walker.
What's
the official number here?
Well, at half, I think he had 2 carries for 1 yard.
Uh-huh.
So
he ends the game with 5.
Okay.
Officially.
That's, you know, something, even in, like, the really close games, Grubb still managed to, like, run it, like, 15-plus times. And, like, it just, you have to put that out there for a defense to, like, know that, like, okay, because that's the easiest way to get beat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still a close game, so, like, I understand, even though we were averaging 6-8, 6-7 with K-9 last week, and Sharps had, you know, over 8 a carry, I understand abandoning the run in the second half because we're down 2 scores. This wasn't, you know, we were down 10, 2 scores, but it wasn't 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I still have faith and trust in Grubbs. It's just that was a little confusing to me.
Yeah. I didn't mean to move on to the running game actually too quick, but we kind of did. But, I mean, the score, I mean, it didn't get away from us too much, though. So for Geno to end up with the 40 attempts, I mean, it just seems like we abandoned the run game a bit too early. But the O-line gave up 7 sacks.
I think that's kind of where we got to, like, put the attention. And, you know, unfortunately, because, you know, you've brought it up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Everyone has.
I've made the joke 1,000 times. I'm getting annoyed by my own joke.
I know.
The offensive line is still offensive, everybody.
And I'm still going to defend him, but Geno had no time. Like, literally no time.
Yeah.
And so still to put up the numbers he did, you know, the numbers are great. You know, Geno only concerned with the number and the win-loss column. You know, he wants the win. So I don't know. And I think when they can just pin their ears back and they're not worried about the run, that is, you know, kind of why you see seven sacks. Because, I mean, they were not concerned about the run game at all.
I don't know if it shows up on TV, if you guys were watching out there on TV, but they're in the stadium. Sometimes it's like he's stepping up. It looks like he should be firing it. You see him holding on to it. Then he gets sacked. But honestly, there's no one open down the field.
Tight coverage.
A couple of times where he had nowhere to throw it.
Tight coverage. And but, you know, he took off and ran a couple times, and he still got it. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at the age he's at, was he 32, 30? But he looks good.
Yeah. However, on that one, needed the one extra yard, which, I mean, I know, look, they don't have the yellow line on the field like they do on TV. I get it. But it's from where you start the slide and they pull the ball back. And, you know, it's not like I'm sitting here saying, hey, Geno, go ahead first, you know, but.
That's one. I would be shocked if he doesn't say he wanted that playback and he should have went for it. You know, but yeah, just I think the thing that has me most bothered was the final sequence. I don't want to jump out of, you know, we're talking about how we feel about the game. It was just the final sequence because like my mind went to his big run, and then we get a delay game, and it's like whoa. For all as beautifully against the Patriots, we got down, there was 16 seconds left, and we got a playoff. DK juked a guy, went forward, and we spiked the ball with 4 seconds left. And I was like, even the announcers were like, there's no way they get this playoff. And I didn't think so either. We did. And then 2 minute, you know, or end of the game to come back and force overtime, like Geno and the play clock, everything. It was just, it was masterful. So just to kind of see, especially, you know, you have to burn a timeout right there, we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
That's these are tough and like kind of deflating when you really need it, and then makes for a longer field goal. But I have to say, and even he's already said, JSN said he's got to catch that ball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's one that he usually catches too.
Oh, he catches everything.
Ball's low. It's coming in hot.
But I mean, it almost looked as if he was already turning, like because he's done it so many times. Like, he's so good at making that transition, like tight roping that sideline, where a lot of guys, they're just, you know, some don't even make that catch trying, like they're going straight through the catch and they don't even make it. So it's a tough catch out to the flats, but you got to make it. The ball was there. He even said it. And and then the field goal.
How about, the field goal.
Yeah.
How about DK fumbling the ball again?
Yeah.
We talked about it last week, putting the ball on the deck again, everybody. Have you pissed off out there? You guys can comment. This is a safe space. How do you feel about it? That's his 8th lost fumble. I have looked it up, especially since our last episode. But since he came into the league as a wide receiver, that's his 8th lost fumble. I think he has 9 or 10, but has lost 8 of them.
Well, someone's got to jump on that ball, man. He's got to put it away, protect it. Am I worried? No. He actually had it secured. It was a hell of a play by the Giants. I forget who knocked it out. It was Banks, I think. You know, good play by that kid. But I'm not concerned yet. But it is getting there on the concern meter.
It's one of those things, whether it's a good play by the defense or not, whether it's a, you know, unlucky or not, it happens more often than not, and as a Seahawk fan, I'd like to see it stop happening.
But it wasn't one where it was just ball was out here.
I understand,
right?
But that's the thing. But then there has been some of those along the way.
Yeah.
So one like today,
you're right.
You know, I could accept if there wasn't the other ones along the way, and then this is just 2 weeks in a row, and since I was on it last week, I'll be on it again this week.
I hear you, partner.
That's all.
I hear you.
Okay. Oh boy.
Starts up front.
Yeah, the offensive line, right? Which I think can bring us to the running game and the lack of a running game, which we were hitting on. Yeah. But let's get back into it here. Only 11 rushing attempts for the game as a team. And that includes Geno's scrambles, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so K95.
As far as planned runs for the game, yeah, K9's got five. Charbonnet's got two. Gino, it comes down. He's got four carries on here, but
was he our leading rusher?
Leading rusher, yeah. Four carries for 72.
72.
Yeah. But Kenneth Walker, five rushes for 19.
Yeah. I mean, on the heels of 12 for 80, I believe, against Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe the injury is still there, or I don't know. But, yeah, just to not even attempt it in a close game, that's got me just confused.
Curiously, he caught the ball a lot. Seven receptions for 57 yards, and they were splitting him out wide a lot also.
I love that, though.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple years ago, I was consulting for the Hawks, and in all spring, we had him out wide like Marshall Faulk. Like, that's how Marshall Faulk was used. And he was giving defensive backs hell. Not big body linebacker or somebody else walked out, but that's kind of what I do appreciate about Grubbs is, like, the pre-snap alignment. He'll put the wide out there, or the running back out wide, and now you see, is it a big body? Okay, it's man coverage. And that's an indicator for Geno. And now Geno can go to work. Like, okay, I know which play to – because you go to the line with two plays. I know which one to get to. And one time we did have to burn a timeout. So it's – if you don't get to it quick, you know, that happens. But that pre-snap indicator is huge. And so I love that about Grubbs with his motioning and shifting. It's all to confuse the defense and, like, let us know what – if they are on their cues and then if what they're in man or zone. So – but he's a special – he's a special weapon, and we got to use him more.
But don't we have to be running the ball to then set up the play action pass so we can go down the field?
Yes.
Not enough throws down the field today.
Yeah, because if you're not threatened by the run, you're just going to sit back. Even like I would in a game, I would just back up to 6 yards. Like, why am I going to bite on a run when they don't have any yards or aren't even really attempting to run? And, you know, you play what you see, but you still have an idea of what should happen. And if you study a lot, you know. And so, like, today, man, would have been easy. Like, I could have put you out there, linebacker buddy. For the Giants.
It felt like for us, I was out there at linebacker.
Dodson had some great hits, though.
Some great hits.
And so did Rayshon.
There was a lot of hard hits, like you said. Yeah. Some hard hits where, I mean, and then the tackle wasn't made afterwards. But we're hitting them hard. That wasn't really the issue. The issue was they were getting down the field 10, 12 yards before they were being hit sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Julian Love, we love him. He's all over the field. He's making a lot of plays. But when your safety's your leading tackler, that says something about the guys up front.
I don't think he was fully healthy either, and he'll never say it, Ike, but he had the quad contusion. He didn't. I think he just gut and will into this game because it's the Giants, his former team. Mm. And because the burst that he normally has wasn't really there, but he still laid out and put it on the line. And I thought he had a solid game. But you're right. Like, if they're getting untouched to the second level, third level, because there wasn't a ton of times he was in the box, right?
If there's things you guys are hearing us miss, if there's things you want to hear us speak on specifically about this game, make sure you're loading up the super chats and all that. Lofa and I will be here to answer your questions and comments for as long as you're asking them tonight. The question of the night is just a simple roll call. Where are you tuning in from? That's a comment you can be loading in there. And don't forget, the commenters, they win things on this show. So we'll be giving away some of our own all-day merch, which will be coming out soon. That's just the first of many, everybody. Niners coming in next. This is a weird stretch for the Seahawks, playing the way that we did on Monday, and then this Sunday game, and then coming in with the Niners on Thursday, big division game. It's at home here, but it's not as if this road gets any easier. And that's what we talked about in our preview episode this week leading up to this game. And I mean, I basically got scolded, everybody, for looking down the schedule here. But this was my biggest fear, that somehow the Giants would come in here, do what they did today, and we got to play the Niners right away, and then go on the road to Atlanta, and the sky is falling. And
see, you're looking ahead.
I'm looking ahead, and I'm not pleased with what I see.
Are you pleased with being in first place? Silver linings, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Silver linings.
Here we go.
The Niners lost. The Rams lost.
The Niners lost to the Cardinals.
Unfortunately, yeah,
who Cardinals. Might be better than yeah, we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
Are the Seahawks who we thought they were?
I think they are who we thought they could be and will be. Okay. Are.
Yeah. I'm nervous right now that they are who I was nervous they might sort of. I mean, this. Come on, man. We're 3-0, but who do we really play?
Oh.
And that was the narrative out there. Then we go play Detroit on the road. First real test against a real team. We lose by 13 points, but for some reason, Seahawk fans aren't pissed off. I'm pissed off. I try to tell you guys all about it.
True.
We roll into this game here. We yeah. should crack some heads. They don't even have their big dudes. Nope. Lose this one. Now here comes the Niners. Now here comes the real schedule. This is one of those games that if you miss the playoffs by one game, you've got to look back at the early games and just be really pissed off about this one.
I'll go there with you. Yeah, that you're absolutely right with that. That's this is one you look back because I do not think they are a great team. But I do think they have the right game plan, and sometimes that helps because – when I've watched them, and even you, dating back to their game with the Cowboys, you're like, in the game that somebody must win.
Right.
You know, it was ugly. And I didn't see – I have to look up the stats. I didn't see Daniel Jones rushing for like 100 yards on like 20 carries, right? And I know he only had like 30, but it was a crucial 30. And it was like tough runs too. Like we had chances to hit him, and he just wasn't going down.
I think Tracy Jr. leading into this game was like 2 yards – then the next game, 3 yards. Next game after that, 2 yards. Oh, look at this one. 18 carries, 129.
He had a 20 burger in there.
Thanks for coming. How lit is that Giants plane flying back to New York?
Yeah. Because it's a long ride, but a win makes it a little quicker.
Yeah.
And but I think they really found something in Tracy Jr. because, you know, this is where they're probably like, Singletary, take your time getting back, kid. You're going to be.
Oh, man. How about Darius Slayton, though, going 8 receptions for 122? Sorry, we're dipping back. I'm yeah. pissed.
No.
I'm pissed, everybody. I can't move on to the Niners yet.
No.
I don't want to move on yet.
Get
I'm
it,
angry.
Get it out. Get it out.
I will. I'm going to get it out with the commenters yeah. and the people asking yeah. questions, though. We got to get to some of your questions. Let's talk about Epic Seats, though, on our way there, because we have tickets to the Niners Thursday Night Football primetime matchup here in Seattle.
And we're
if
all going.
You want to take a friend, we'll definitely be there. But if you want to win tickets, we have 2 tickets from our friends at Epic Seats. All you got to do is sign up for our email list. There's a link below this video here.
Click the link.
Just put in your name, your email, press submit. We'll choose a winner from the list at random, and make sure you can go to the game, okay? Don't just sign up if you can't go.
No, sign up and give them to a friend. Be a true friend, right?
I know, but half the time we do these giveaways, and then we try to go after a winner, and we're like, hey, you won the contest. They're like, oh, I live halfway across the country.
That just
I can't
means,
even make it there anyway.
Hey, that just means all day is global, baby. We're worldwide. That's what I heard.
Look, the point is we have tickets from epicseats.com. If you need to buy tickets or you need to sell your seats, do it with epicseats.com. Local Seattle company. Been doing it forever up here in the Northwest. They are the best. Jimmy Seats and his team over there have got you covered at epicseats.com.